News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government has decided to defer the introduction of the landmark residential zoned land tax for a year, for another year, I should say. And I'm joined now by Stephen Matthews, who's chair of the Housing Oireachtas Committee and Green Party TD. And I'll be joined very shortly by Michael Ring, former Minister for Rural and Community Development and Fine Gael TD. Stephen, I'm going to come to you first. Your reaction to this I suppose, deferral slash shelving?
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, it's really disappointing. This is the second year in a row now that a Fianna Fáil finance minister has decided to defer this tax. And just to explain to people what the tax was about, it was a tax that was to be applied to zoned land, which was suitable for residential building, for building much needed homes. And the measure was an incentive to activate that land, so to get it going for housing. Everybody knows the housing crisis that we're in. The figure that we're looking at is probably somewhere around 50,000 homes every year have to be built. And we need that land that's suitable and zoned for housing. We need it activated. We can't have people sitting on it and kind of speculatively waiting for that land value to go up in price and the housing that's going to go on it, obviously, to go up in cost as well. We're seeing an increase in housing costs at the moment, and this tax was to activate that land and to get it going.
Okay, so and other Green colleagues of yours have said this is the equivalent of hoarding food in a famine. What about the fact that farmers who maybe have had portions of their land zoned residential, who don't want to turn it into residential, they want to keep it in farming, they want to keep their farms whole, they want to keep them together, they have no intention of selling. They were concerned they were going to be hit with massive tax bills that they were very worried about. And this is what some people might say, Stephen, further evidence of the Greens' dismissal of rural concerns.
So the reason it was deferred for a year initially was to try and iron out those problems and to address those issues. Farmers are not the cause of the housing crisis, let's be clear on that. But there's a lot of zoned land out there, and there's a lot of people who own that land and they sit on that land and nothing ever happens to it. So, for example, when land gets zoned during a county development plan process, and about one in six of zonings actually gets activated within the lifetime of that plan. So that's a lot of zoned land sitting out there. We have developers out there saying they want more land zoned, but we have plenty of zoned land.
So you're saying, are you saying that you accept that some people might be viewed as speculatively land hoarding, but that farmers are a different case, so they should be exempt?
I think there's probably situations out there where there's farmers and that land is close to town, contiguous to the town. It's probably the most suitable land for housing, but farmers genuinely want to farm that and have no intention of placing housing on it at all. So I think that needs to be a resolution to that.
What is that resolution? Are you talking about a farmer exemption?
Not maybe a blanket exemption, because if you look at the fact when you zone land, it could increase in value by 10 or 15 fold per acre. So you may have farmers who look at it and say, look, that land has gone up in so much in value now that I will sell it on and cash in the rewards of that. Okay. You have other farmers who are deeply committed to farming that land and don't want to. And in those cases,
very difficult to make a law that applies differently to different individuals. Can I ask you a last question?
But you have the choice then to dezone the land. So, Ciara, this is part of the problem. So if you look to have the land dezoned, you lose that massive uplift in value in it. Or else you can keep the value of the land and pay that 3% tax per year until you decide to sell it
Last question for you. Does the Green Party feel that it hasn't been considered here, that this is, in the run-up to the election, sort of every party for itself and that green values are being dismissed?
Well, we want the problem fixed. My objective is to ensure that we house people in this country. There's an Oireachtas research there. There's about 235,000 people in need of housing in this country. And that's Oireachtas research. My objective here is fix the problem. Don't brush it off as an election inconvenience.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Stephen Matthews there, Green Party TD. And I'm joined now by Michael Ring, Fine Gael TD. Michael, what's your reaction to what the Greens are saying? And indeed, what's your reaction to this deferral of the tax, I suppose?
Well, look, since this was announced a number of years ago, I've been raising this at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. In fact, I brought motions in last year, and I brought a motion in again this year, and I got the Fine Gael to agree that this was an unjust tax. And you pointed out there very well. Stephen, he's right in what we're saying. We all want to see housing, but Farmers are not builders, and farmers are not hoarding land. Farmers are farmers, and they've always farmed. And I know a number of farmers in my particular area that don't sell land, they buy land. They're big farmers, they live in beside towns, and they want their land for farming. And the Green Party and everyone and everybody else will have to understand that. And somebody came along, brought in a scheme, didn't think it out. This should have never happened in the first place. Farmers should never have ever been included in this. This was included for builders that were hoarding land, not for farmers that have farmed all their lives.
But Michael, what about the situation where a farmer decides, I've got land adjacent to a town that there will be a great demand for housing there. I'm going to make an absolute fortune because it's now been zoned. I'm going to make millions. I mean, farmers are also entrepreneurial. Should they always be a protected subsection?
No, but the farmers are farmers. And I mean that, Ciara, you have to understand that there is farmers there that sell their land for one reason or another. But there's very few. You put a bit of land up for sale in any town or village in this country, and if it's near a farm, farmers will try to buy that land because they want to buy it to farm. And I'll give you an example. I'll give you a very simple example. In the town of Westport, the local councillors put up land for zoning that had already got planning permission. And the regulator decided that he wouldn't give it to, he wouldn't allow that land to be used to be zoned. And he came back beside the land that the farmers didn't want and has never looked and was zoned by the council.
Okay.
But he never looked to be zoned.
Michael, the Green Party are saying this is the equivalent of hoarding food in a famine.
No, stop. That's only nonsense talk, so it is. These are farmers, and we need farmers in a famine, and we need food in a famine, and we need farmers to be farming land in a famine. And I think that's a ridiculous kind of a statement. What we need to do, if we want to be serious about housing, what we need to do is the government start to need to reduce some of the taxes they have on housing. And you know, there's three people that used to build houses in this country in the past. The local authorities are now failing. And number two, we used to have co-ops, where co-ops used to bring families together. They might build 10 or 12 houses, sell them onto them families, and the other ones was builders. And whether we like it or don't like it, and I'm not a big fan of builders,
all right,
but builders build houses, and they're the ones we need to build houses. And builders will build houses,
all right,
when there's profit.
Michael,
but there's no profit out of housing at the moment.
Michael Ring, former Minister for Rural and Community Development in Fine Gael TD. Thank you for that indeed. Let us know out there this morning what you think. Should farmers be a protected sort of subsection of this because they are farming that land? They're also capable of making money off that land. Should they decide to sell zoned land? What do you think should be happening out there with regard to this tax?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.